In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. Welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss some aspects of the fall of communism, how the economic system, the political system change people's lives, how the people perceive these changes early 90s in some countries behind the Iron Curtain. First graphic, you can see here some questions regarding the economy and the politics. Percentage of people who say it's better now compared to say it's worse now. If we take a look at the economic perspective across six East Central European countries, the economical situation of the people was worse now, definitely. With a majority of the people in almost all the countries, except maybe the Czech Republic, where only 49% said it's worse now. In Hungary, for example, it was the worst transition. We know Hungary chose the path to the shock therapy instead of gradualism. They privatized everything very early. This impacted the people a lot. But when we look at the political side, across the board, the people said this better now because they could join any organization, they had freedom of speech, they were not afraid of unlawful arrest, everybody was free to decide whether to join politics or not, or to practice a religion or not. The biggest minority I see is in Bulgaria, when it comes to say what they think and to live without fear of unlawful arrest. I think there were some hiccups in the early 90s in Bulgaria. It's still visible, I guess. Bulgaria still has a lot of organized crime. Next, how people perceive the economic system and the political system now, the communist system that was the past, and in 5 years. Political regime optimism across the line, while in the economic system, they were quite interestingly aware of the fact that the current situation is just temporary, and then in 5 years, we will be at a higher level, better off than they were in the communist regime. This is a comparison Russia with Ukraine. I would say in Russia and Ukraine, current situation was much worse than in the communist regime. Therefore, their dose of optimism was much lower than in the rest of the communist or post-communist countries. And that's still visible today. Ukraine and Russia, they are still not integrated in EU. They still struggle understanding their future. So I think that was because of the early 90s, what happened in these countries, which was much worse than in the rest of the region. The rating of 26 countries of post-communist Europe on the scale of political rights and civil liberties, Bulgaria had, Czech Republic had, Hungary had, Lithuania had, Poland had, Slovenia had political rights and civil liberties in 1993. The rest were shaking. So competitive democratic threshold of post-communist Europe. Comparison, East Central Europe with 4 countries out of 6 with political rights and civil liberties. What does it mean, political rights? Political rights means to be free to create political parties, to have a real chance in influencing politics, in getting elected, and civil liberties in doing basically what you wanted to do. East Central Europe, 4 out of 6 was above. The Baltics, only 1 out of 3 above. The former Soviet Union, 0. and in former Yugoslavia 20%. So out of all the communist world, East Central Europe is definitely the leader in political rights and civil liberty. Russian attitudes in 1994 about the dissolution of the USSR. Majority said it was the wrong decision, 68%. 76 say there are worse living standards now. The biggest minority was the young people, who said it's difficult to answer this question. And in terms of the living standards, the same people. Preferences for all the new political system in Russia and Poland. Poland, majority said prefer current system. Russia, 20% almost said the old system was better. And in Russia, in terms of the ones who say present system is better, young people were the plurality of those. This is 1992, what we are talking about. It's interesting to think what these people say now, 30 years later, when these people are in their 50s, I guess, 40s, 50s. And finally, Russian attitudes towards restoring the former communist system in 1994, change of hearts, 34%, a plurality completely disagree with restoring to former communist system, while 28% generally disagree, which makes a majority of people say they don't want to go back to old communist system. It's a radical change of heart compared to only 2 years before that. If you like this kind of analysis, please follow me, subscribe, the ring bell for notifications. See you in my next video. Bye.